We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, all eyes, all attention on T.O. and how this will all work out.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see the first play if they don't try to get the football to Terrell Owens.
What about?
He looks his way. Fires it his way. There's Owens at the 45, inside the 20, and on the first play at Philadelphia in an Eagle uniform, Terrell Owens takes it 81 yards right on the jersey number.
Yep. That's how it started.
That was a beautiful thing.
That was against the Ravens. Mike was there for it.
Listen, I've never heard a preseason game like that. That was a preseason game. That was not a regular season game. It was a preseason game.
That was like Lehigh that whole time.
Yeah,
was nuts.
I've never heard a preseason game like that.
The anticipation for that, yeah. And then Andy gave us exactly what we were looking for on the first freaking offensive play, was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What an unbelievable season.
Yeah, you may as well, from that play right there, you may as well have chalked up the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It was on. Yeah, it was on.
From the game. Man.
Yeah, that was, I can still remember that. That was awesome that night.
Yep, yeah. Good times. All right, let's get to the phones. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, 25,000 square foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. We have two of them up right now. Is Jim Schwartz an elite offensive coordinator? No or no? Right now, no. No, is Jim Schwartz a good offensive coordinator?
No.
Well, he's a defensive coordinator, so.
Good defensive coordinator, sorry.
No or no?
No or no, and no is winning 100% to nothing.
Really?
Well, we have two no's. The second
no.
Well,
I'm looking at Jack. I'm just saying.
It was my idea.
Oh, it was your idea.
Yeah. The second no is in the lead at 61.4%.
Well, that says something.
Yes, exactly, because that's where the no would have been. But no is winning right now 100% to nothing. Also, does your reluctance to believe the Eagles can win this weekend have more to do with this Eagles team or the Ravens? Ravens are too good, or the Eagles aren't good at all. It's really what it is. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you think the Eagles are going to win like Ike.
Yes.
Right now, 45% say that it's the Eagles team. That's the reason why they think they're going to lose.
Huh.
Let's go to the phones. We have, let's start with Al in North Carolina. Al listens on the radio.com app. Hi, Al. How are you?
All right, Don. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, Ike. Happy birthday to you, man.
Appreciate it, Al. Thank you, brother.
Hey, Jack, give my Ike juice. He's got to have Ike juice on his birthday.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
And Al is actually in the state of my birthplace. I was born in North Carolina, Al.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's only about 40 miles from me.
Yep. Right there on the naval base, Camp Lejeune.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. I'm officially convinced that LHR Park is as crazy as the day is long. If he thinks that Jim Schwartz is a good a defensive coordinator. You know, I've been killing Jim Schwartz. I haven't pulled out for about 2 years now. Now, my other thing is that you guys are in the same studio, right? You and I?
No, different studios.
Separate studios.
Oh, okay. So the smoke already done clear from all that smoke that Coach Harbaugh was blowing up there?
Well, which part? Which part?
That he got your defense, like, that you used to play for, I think, mixed up with this defense when he was like, oh, yeah, they're aggressive and they're doing this and they're doing that. Okay, yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, I was telling Jack after the interview, I'm like, yeah, that was coach speak. That's called coach speak. Yeah,
he's not going to say they stink.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
He's not going to give the Eagles bulletin board material.
Yeah, he was really overdoing that, though. But anyway. My point is that, yes, I actually believe they're going to win because this seems like a team that plays up to their competition or down to their competition. Mm. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Well, it's a good point, Al. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, like, see, the 49er game is something that was just so totally unexpected. Like, it was unexpected going in, but then after they won the game, you're like, well, like, why didn't I see that coming? Nick Mullins, the backup quarterback for a reason, right? Like, you almost understood after the game.
Well, it was more so because of the Eagles.
Yes.
How they had looked going. I mean, those first three games, man, were tough, man. One, was it 0-2-1?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, coming off that tie against Cincinnati.
What is this? It is Ike Reed's birthday.
Oh, y'all tricked me, man. Come on, man.
As Spike Eskin comes in the studio with I believe, peanut butter cream pie.
Oh, look at that thing. That's beautiful.
And chocolate.
Happy. Wow. Look at that, Spike. Thank you. Thank you, boss. I'm supposed to be getting you a cake today. It's Happy Boss Day.
Day to you.
Happy birthday to Mr. President.
Happy birthday, dear Ike. Happy birthday to you.
This looks like I got cards.
So both of my girls this morning when I was saying that we had to, I said it was Ike's birthday and I got to go get him a cake. And they insisted on making birthday cards. That's what they do. So Gianna and Lena each made you a card.
Wow.
And they signed it.
Yes, they did. Listen.
Stickers.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Tell my nieces I said thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful gesture. Beautiful cards that I just almost burnt up with the candles on the cake.
Yeah, the cake's flaming. You better blow it up.
Yeah, by accident. Spike's like, hold on, man. You about to burn
whatever
cards.
Whatever happened, Ike
Reese. And the wax is dripping, but pause. But this is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, John. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Totally unexpected. Oh, man, hold on. Let me blow out the candles.
Yeah, you better. And you better not have COVID because I want to eat some of that cake.
Yeah, no, that's fine, man, because Renee and I with the hot wax later on, we'll take care of that later on, man. Uh-oh. I appreciate that. No.
Well, hey, listen.
Since she's listening, I'll go ahead and give her a heads up in case she thought
it's your birthday.
In case she thought she had the night off tonight or something.
On the birthday is when.
Hey, man. Yeah, chandelier swinging, brother. Let's go.
Damn right.
I need to see the package.
Oh, look at this. Someone wants to wish you a happy birthday, Ike.
Who was that? Oh.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Oh. It's Tommy down the shore.
Yo, John. Yo, Ike.
It's Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank Ike Reese, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy, what's up, brother?
Yo, John. Yo, Ike, how you doing, man?
What's up, Tommy?
Yo, Ike, I just want to say happy birthday and thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, Tommy.
Oh, man, this is a beautiful day, man. And look, like, it's Ike's birthday, right? And I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good about the birds. Aren't you guys, man?
I am. I'm pretty feeling pretty good, Tommy, this week.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page, man, because, look, they put up 29 against, you know, with a pretty good defense, right?
Yep.
And Travis Fulgham is a star in the making, isn't he?
Oh, man. How you love this kid? What do you like about Travis Fulgham?
Just his playmaking ability, man. His ability to jump up and make big plays against big defenders, man. He's got good speed down the field, man. I don't know. I think he's the real deal. He might be like a star wide receiver for years to come, don't you think?
Oh, we're hoping. We're hoping. Yeah. We got our fingers crossed for sure.
I think we're turning the corner here, man. We just needed, like, you know, some kind of connection for Carson, man. If they can build that connection that the great QBs have with the wide receivers, man, I don't know. I think we're going to turn the corner. But before I get on to that, I had one other little idea I wanted to run by you guys, if that's okay.
Of course. Okay. Yes.
Well, I got so inspired last week after you guys liked my Tommy from Down the Shore on Ice extravaganza idea.
Right.
That I came up with another idea that could maybe be part of the on ice section or its own thing or maybe both. So I was thinking about it. You know what I need to do? I need to learn how to do magic, man, like the Tommy from Down the Shore magic show. Because I've been watching this guy, David Blaine. You know, I've been watching some of his YouTube videos. And look, he's very skilled with his magic tricks. No question,
right? Right.
But I think he's lacking a little bit in, like, in likability. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Right? These guys agree with me on that. I mean, he's not very endearing, you know? And if I do my show, I'm going to be all charisma, you know? And here's the thing. Just like everything else I do, I'm going to bring that Philly edge to it, you know? So, like, just for example, instead of pulling a rabbit out of the hat, I'm going to be pulling cheesesteaks and hoagies and tasty cakes out of there and giving them away to the audience. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
And here's the slogan right here. Come for the magic, stay for the hoagies. What do you think, man? So, you know, it could be part of the on-ice thing or it could be its own thing. But, you know.
You got something working. No, but Tommy,
it's like a nice little variety show you got going on.
Tommy, think
here.
About it. Get a website and then offer your services, the many services you offer, right? One's the Tommy on Ice, or you're doing your magic.
Right, exactly. Tommy on Ice, Tommy the magic show, Tommy the bologna sandwich maker. You know, I'll just keep, you know, I'm trying to become a renaissance man. You know what I mean? But I appreciate the encouragement, man, because these guys are really inspiring me, you know?
And listen, you got a platform right here, man. We're going to pump you.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, this is beautiful, man.
Final score. What do you got?
All right, look, I'm digging deep. I'm going to get it this week. I'm going 35-24 birds over those stinking Ravens.
I like it. 34. We said 35-24.
35-24.
I got a feeling about this one, man. I think they're going to do it, and I think I'm going to nail it this time.
Man, 35 points against that Ravens defense?
We can do it, man. I'm saying Travis Fulgham's going to go for another 150 yards and score 3 touchdowns.
Oh, man.
I'm glad I picked him up on waivers this week. I got him, yeah.
It sounds good. All right, Tommy, listen, have a great weekend, man. Go Birds.
Thank you for the birthday wish. Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Ike, and I love you, fellas. Talk to you next week.
All right, there have it. Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yo, John. Yo, Ike.
It's Tommy down the shore.
I love bologna.
He likes to thank Ike Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
There you go.
That's unbelievable, man.
He's a renaissance, man.
He's got something brewing. He really does.
No, it's unbelievable the amount of guests that we have that have theme songs, and I don't have one.
That's Fritz.
Well, it's your birthday. Maybe we can get you one.
No, I don't want one now.
Happy 50th.
Let's go to the phones. Ryan and Plymouth
Meeting. Happy 50th?
Well, that's what he's been telling callers to try to wish you a happy 50th birthday, and they won't listen because they're like, no, I'm not saying that, Dyke. Ryan from Plymouth Meeting is going to the game this weekend. Ryan!
Hey, John. How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Ryan?
Ike, happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, so me and my buddies got tickets. So we actually had to buy tickets twice. We got them back before the shutdown and all happened, back in like the beginning of March. We bought tickets for the Ravens-Eagles game.
Single game seats?
Single game seats, okay. Yeah. We're not season ticket holders, unfortunately. I'm a young guy. I don't have that kind of money laying around for me yet.
I hear you.
So we bought tickets then. We were holding out for the longest time. You know, I bought the tickets and my buddies were asking me constantly, you know, check, you know, did we get a refund yet? Check about the refund. I was holding out hope the whole time. You know, season started, they announced no fans in the stand. They're like, check about refunds. I'm like, you never know, man. 6 weeks from now, things could be different. And they're just, you know, staring at me. So last week we go and we go to look about getting a refund. And they had already sent us the money, and we were surprised about that. Well, the next day is when we find out that, you know, the governor lifted the ban on outdoor venues and people could go back. My buddies still didn't think we were going to be getting in the game. Thursday morning, you know, the day after they let all the season ticket holders buy it, I just happened to open up and look. I got an email that there's tickets available. I go in, got us some brand new tickets.
Really?
About the same section we were in before. Yeah, they're... It filled up quick. So the first time I logged in, I had no problem. I logged out once, logged back in. I had like 600 people waiting ahead of me to buy tickets. So, yeah, we managed to get back into the game. We're going down on Sunday.
Right on. How are you feeling about the game, Ryan?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, my one buddy's not so confident, but like I said, there's just a couple of things lined up for us. Last week we saw, me and my buddy said before the game, we saw in Carson's eye, it looked like Carson was ready to do something, ready to prove something in the league. Obviously that game didn't go the way they wanted, so I think he still has that fire. And then this week I think, you know, everyone talking about Jim Schwartz. I haven't been a big Jim Schwartz guy myself the past few years, but I think with everyone scrutinizing him and all that, like him and Carson, this is a week that the Eagles team, the entire Eagles team, shows up for the entire game.
I like it. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Be safe down at the game. Yeah, see that? There were tickets available. He saw it in his email. I wonder if it was easy to get the tickets, right? Like, I wonder if they, were there people that were shut out because, listen, there was
only 5,000, basically 6,000 that can get them, right?
That can get them out of 65, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? I don't know if everybody was. You know what? Andy probably speaks for a lot of normal season ticket holders. Like, right?
If they can't do their regular
thing. Right. You can't do your normal thing, your tailgating, that whole thing.
You're more or less driving to the parking lot, getting out of your car, walking in.
Right.
And then, yeah, because I mean, for season ticket holders, when I had season tickets, you know the people in front of you, you know the people behind you, you know people in your section. It's just
like a community, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. So, Jack, you all right in there? You come up for air?
Oh, man, he hasn't come up from air yet, brother.
So
what's going on?
So Spike cut up the, I think it's a peanut butter
yes.
pie.
It's actually pretty good.
It is pretty good. Thank you, John. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really, all I did was I got what I wanted.
Well, that's what everyone does for birthdays.
No, but, like, I figured with you, I didn't know if you were, like, a cake guy, a chocolate cake guy.
I'm not. I'm not. And I don't like birthday cake.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Same.
Yeah, and that's the same as wedding cake. I don't like birthday or wedding cake. The icing is, I don't know what it is. It's too sweet. It's something about it. I'd rather have a homemade baked cake or a pie.
Right, a little softer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got you what I like.
I mean, listen, you do an awful lot of cooking and baking at home. You didn't bake the pie? I mean, bake the cake?
I'm actually not a baker.
Oh, okay.
No, a baker, you have to be precise. Oh. And I'm anything but precise when it comes to cooking.
Although I did see your outfit, the costume.
Oh, the I keep forgetting the name of the Kristoff.
Yes.
Yes, I'm Kristoff for Halloween, and I tried on the outfit. Did you like it, Jack?
I did. I meant to put out like what does this guy do for a living? You know,
that Blue does.
Yeah.
The Prince does.
Yeah. Just see what the reactions would have been.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
Can I go back to the cake, or do I get a?
Yeah, you can go back to the cake.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I should probably take like
else.
10 extra doses of insulin for this. Let's go to Scott Delco. Hello, Scott. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Scott?
Oh,
Scott from Delco. Yeah, it's Mr. Scott. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, man. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Appreciate it.
Oh, man. Enjoy your night. I mean, hearing about the hot wax, you guys going to like the end of the dove later or anything?
With the coin-operated beds that they have in there?
Well, I've already got the text message. Like, what the hell are you talking about on air?
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble on your birthday, man. Take
yeah, I've already got that text message. Yeah.
Let the Bronco bust.
Oh, man. I mean, listening earlier to you guys talking, man, it's you know, it's always good times. But Eagles this week, I think, you got the Ravens going into a bye week next week, and they turn out to be pretty bad going into a bye. They're 5-6 under your former coach.
Oh,
see, I didn't know that.
5-6, and then they have a game against the Steelers coming out of the bye. So, to your point, the Eagles may be the last thing really on their mind, right? Like, Eagles are not a very good team. They're looking at them saying, like, yeah, we'll take care of them. Where am I going next week? That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a double trap game in a sense because they're a little banged up. The quarterback doesn't look comfortable on their end. I mean, the one thing to me standing out, I know, their defense and the way we played, and they haven't been top four either. But, again, ironically, talking about Coach Harbaugh, it's the special teams. Like, we haven't been that great, but I think we're going to live and die by our most consistent player, Cam Johnston, over the weekend. I mean, we need him. It sounds silly, but we need him to play, like, really well as far as punting because their return game is great. The Duvernay kid is great.
Yeah.
They have another guy that runs the ball back just as well.
Yep.
They're getting almost 35-40 yards on returns. So if they're starting in midfield, they're just going to kill you with field goals.
It's actually, Scott, it's actually a great point. It is, and to, it's one of these games where you're not going to have a lot of room, a lot of wiggle room, and you're really going to have to be, you know, if Cam Johnson can pin him inside the 10-yard line a couple times, that'll help.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to need that, and obviously stay away from turnovers or at least match him on that. Don't give up the points off it. I'm kind of not bad with Deshaun being out. I'm feeling like this could be a Quez Watkins breakout game. He drew a deep penalty the other day, and he's got the speed to maybe – just be outside of their radar enough.
Mm.
Yeah, listen,
Thanks, Scott.
You almost have to expect when you got a John Harbaugh as your head coach, you know that special teams unit is going to be good. Like,
can you imagine him having a team that didn't have good special teams? His head would explode.
Yeah, he's going to be looking for return men and everything else. That's what I mean. He has the best kicker in the game.
Yes,
Justin
easily.
Tucker, mm-hmm. Right? Their return game is always good. They always have a good returner.
Did the Eagles ever have a good return game?
Listen, Dave Phipp came in with a bang. It's been – we haven't had anything from a return standpoint in a few years.
Like,
not since Sproles lost his step. Sproles,
Yeah, but, like, honestly, with like Boston Scott tried to take it out a couple times last week where he didn't even make the 20-yard line. Like, Boston Scott isn't the vision I see for a quality kickoff return guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have elite speed. Like, if there is a crease, I can't find him finding it and blowing through it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what this Duvernay kid will do.
Oh, man, he is. Was he a third? Did he go the third round?
I think so.
Was he a third rounder? He is a good player. As a rookie, he's already making an impact.
Track star, wasn't he? Olympic? He's qualified for the Olympics?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, must be nice.
Got elite speed. All right, let's check in Florida and talk to our buddy Ja'Cory. Ja'Cory always listens on the radio.com app. What's up, Ja'Cory?
What's going on, guys?
What is up?
What's up, Ja'Cory?
Man, good, man. I just want to say this. Happy birthday, Ike, man.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Get some of that Ike juice.
I'll give him up. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. Yeah, man. I think we're going to get this win. At least by 3 or 4 points. You said last week you'd rather have a defense on the field for like for the last play just to get the last things going wrong. I'd rather be the offense this time going around.
I guess. I kinda got my wish last week and I didn't like that.
You did.
I feel like this with Carson, he just needs some of those quick hitters to get him to start going. They take a deep bomb. I think Fogelman is going to break out again. Like last corner thing, I think it's going to be Quez Watkins time to step up. I'm just scared of the corners like Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters. Peters is a ball. He always comes up with interceptions. I don't know how he does it, but I'm really scared of him. We got to give Miles Sanders the ball. And I think nobody's talking about this. We got Reno Will Farris coming back, and I think he needs to spy Lamar Jackson, because I don't see anybody else on our defense that can keep up with Lamar. So I think we put him like as a dime linebacker, put him in the middle just to spot Lamar and make him force throw the ball instead of running it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ike, what do you think about? Thanks, Ja'Cory. About as far as what you do with Lamar Jackson. If you play a lot of man against him, he can take off with your back turned. If you don't have a spy, he can hurt you.
Yeah, I wouldn't play a ton of man against him. You got to be able to mix these coverages up. Spy is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Who are we spying? If Lamar Jackson gets in the open field, it's over. Yeah, it's over. He's running by DBs and everybody else with that 4-3 speed. I got to be honest with you. I'd play some zone behind it. I'd zone blitz him. Right, I send that extra rusher in there, but I wouldn't play a lot of man where your back is going to be turned to him.
Right,
I just wouldn't do that because when he sees that, he's not going to even go through his reads. He's just going to take off. Like quarterback like that is taught man. You see the back of the defender's numbers, meaning that they are playing man to man coverage and they're chasing receivers. Man, take off. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep as many eyes on him as possible. And your defensive lineman, you just can't be rushing recklessly. Like, you got to stay in your lanes. If containment is your responsibility, then you need to stay outside. He's eventually going to come back to you. He dances around back there. He makes guys miss. So it's not like if he starts out right, he may not come back till you're on the left side. You just had better be there when he comes back on the left side. Like, yeah. This, it's like, this won't be easy. And with him not playing well, you just don't know what you're going to get. He's not running the ball as much as he ran it last year. And I think it may have a little bit to do with they want him to progress more as a passer, but I think it has more to do with he doesn't feel physically up to it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the hits, just the accumulation of hits, they start to take their effect, and you're like, I ain't running out there this time. I'm trying to throw the ball.
Well, yeah, you don't want to take another big hit and right. feel even worse the following week.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones after I tell you about Guided Door and Window and their 20% off all windows and doors sale with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. Back to the phones. Dominic and Cherry Hill. Dominic.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Dominic. Hey, buddy.
Oh, so good to talk to you guys. Happy birthday,
what's up,
Ike.
Thank you, Dominic. I'm eating this is Reese's peanut butter.
I don't know what it is. It's like a peanut butter cream pie.
Sorry about that.
What's up, right, Dominic? Are you ready for another moral victory Monday?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think what it is you set the new expectations. You know, and Ike mentioned this earlier this year. I mean, set your expectations this year the right way. Mm-hmm. Moral victory Mondays aren't so bad. I mean, I think Ike should do a little bit of a, you know, victory for moral victory Mondays too, because, you know, there's some things to be excited about.
Okay. I don't know if I can bring myself to doing that.
Moral victory. Yeah. No, we could do it. I could say moral and then we could play an old victory from you.
Right. Yeah, we can right? do it that way. Yeah.
So Dominic, so I guess what you're saying is that you don't think they're going to win on Sunday, but it's not because you don't think the Eagles are kind of playing better, it's because the Ravens are just better.
Yeah, exactly. I just think that they're just at another level than we are, you know, at this point, and obviously they're well coached, but I mean, they have a dual threat in Lamar Jackson, who's, you know, him in and of itself is more talented than our team, unfortunately. But, I mean, I think Wentz is – I'm one of the Wentz guys. You know, I'm LTBB all the way.
There you go.
So I'm excited about that. But I just don't think we did enough, and that's on Howie, man. I just don't think we have depth. The linebackers, Jim Schwartz sucks. So it's like all of that mixed together is the reason why I'm just excited for moral victory Monday, because we'll look good losing, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, Dom. Appreciate it, brother. Be good. There he is, Dominic. Moral victory Monday. I don't know if 2 weeks in a row it's gonna work. Right?
What if it's a close game?
Yeah, if it's like 24-21.
Here's how it works. If Carson Wentz plays well, but Schwartz gets shredded, people will be mad at the defense and Schwartz, and they'll say Carson's back. So, yeah, I mean, in that regard, there will be some people that are happy, just because if the quarterback's playing well, then at least you have hope for your team.
Yes.
But if quarterback plays poorly, it's like, oh, my God, we're not going to win anything.
End of the world. Yes, end of the world.
Mm. Let's go to Fletch. Fletch in Levittown is going to the game. Fletch, what's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? First time, long time.
Hey, Fletch.
Appreciate
what's
it.
Up, Fletch?
You guys are more into practice. I'm good, man. I'm hanging there. I enjoy your day, man. Happy for you, brother.
Man, thank you. Wonderful day. It's been a wonderful day. It really has.
I'm definitely glad to hear that. I'm fortunate enough, I have a friend who has box seats at the link, so I'm able to go down there and take my son on Sunday to see his first Eagles game, so I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yep.
Definitely, definitely. So, and also, Ike, man, enjoy your son's game tonight, man. You know, I know it, especially senior year when you guys, you know, get a chance to watch your son play. It's a great thing, man, so I hope you enjoyed it.
How old's your son, Fletch?
My son is, he's going to be 16 in December.
So, have you been to games with him before?
No, because actually I used to teach English overseas for about 16 years. We've been back about 4 years or so. So we haven't had a chance to actually see a game at the link together. So it'll be the first chance, my first chance I can see a real game. Like last time I saw a game down there was 700 level with the vet. So I'm looking forward to it myself.
Oh man.
Wow. Where'd you teach at overseas?
I was teaching in Qatar actually. So I was over there. It was a nice spot. I had a sports school over there. It was like IMG, but over there for different athletes. So it was nice.
Wow, okay.
Interesting.
So, well, man, when you were playing with the Eagles, like, I used to watch you guys like 3 in the morning.
I was going to say, like, yeah, what's the time difference? So you had to be up at 3 in the morning to watch the games?
For some of them, yeah. So it's a 7 to 8 hour time difference. So if it was so before daylight savings, a 1 o'clock game would come on at 8 p.m. there.
Okay.
After it would be 9 o'clock. So you're talking about your 4 o'clock games were starting until midnight, and then like your Sunday night and Monday night football, it's like 3, 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Even the Super Bowl when you guys played, that didn't come on until 4:30. So I actually stayed up like 36 straight hours because I had to, you know, stay up the whole day. We had a party at my house.
Yeah.
Watched the game, got into a car accident. I was so mad after what happened. I had to stay up the rest of the day on my way to work even. So it was a long day, but hey.
Listen, man, that was a lot going on, Fletch. Enjoy the game Sunday with your son, and thank you for the birthday wish. Thank you.
Appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right, yes. Fletch, you too. There you go. And Fletch, it's not like the link isn't like the 700 level at the vet.
Oh, he said he's never been to the link.
He hasn't been to a game since the 700 level.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be shocked to see that not everybody's fighting anymore. Still some people. I guess not anymore, right? I mean, 5,500 fans in a 65,000 stadium.
No way you can get mad at each other in there.
No, if you can't tailgate.
I don't know. I mean,
but if you can't tailgate, I mean, how many people will actually be drunk in the game?
Not many.
Not many. Like, yeah. There'll still be some.
What? Well, yes. Are you kidding me?
But not many.
Well, I mean, are they going to open up the concession stands? I'm sure, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Because Pittsburgh, I guess they stopped selling alcohol after halftime.
Sure.
So you had to get it all in the first half. You double fisted out there. You know it.
Yeah, that's true. They can just get drunk at the game, even if they can't tailgate. All right. Let's go to the phones. We have let's go to Jack. Jack is driving down the shore. Jack.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Jack, buddy.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, bud.
Ike, happy birthday, man. First time caller in, long time listener.
Thank you, brother.
Also, Jack, I'm a Bloomsburg alumni, man.
Hold go Huskies.
Go Huskies. But anyway, I'm calling in because, you know, I've been thinking about that Pittsburgh game and – people weren't, you know, thinking that we were going to win it, and I thought we were going to win it for the longest time. But, you know, unfortunately, the fact of the matter is that they beat us in the very end. But I feel pretty optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic because, you know, we don't got any defensive ends or, you know, really we have a pretty weak defense in terms of passing. But, you know, I don't know, man. I moved my fantasy. I put Carson back as the quarterback for fantasy, and I just drafted Travis Fulgham. So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
And, so you're putting Carson in this week?
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, this week. Put him in this
Anybody
week.
Else you can put in?
Well, I mean, I didn't have the best of teams. I had Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and the Falcons stink right now. So I had to take them out.
Is he like and Jack, have fun, man, down the shore. Thank you.
I got to go one more week before I play Carson.
I didn't pick him up, but Andy Dalton might not be a bad.
Oh yeah, of course.
He'll get rushing yards. Yes. Maybe get a rushing touchdown or two. There's a lot of talent on offense.
Yeah, yeah. He'll put a, and Dallas can't stop anybody, so he's gonna stay at the throw.
Garbage yards. Yeah,
yeah, he's at the throw. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he's pick another quarterback step. I mean. Considering some of the other quarterbacks that are out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, I mean, even if, like, he still puts up yards, right? They're just normally in garbage time.
Garbage time, yeah.
He may not be back next year.
He even said it.
I mean, you'd be crazy not to realize that a new coach comes in, a coach that's like, they're 0-5 right now. What are they finished with, right? You might be looking at drafting a quarterback in the first round. I know I would, depending on where I was picking.
Man, you put Matt Ryan on the market?
So where does he go?
Wow.
San Fran.
Oh, yeah, his boy, Shanahan.
So if Garoppolo continues to struggle?
Yeah, they want Garoppolo. Dude, he couldn't wait to bench him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's one of my picks coming up here. But
So what is it with San Francisco with Garoppolo? Is it – see, here's my thought process there. Garoppolo isn't handling – being the starting quarterback like a starting quarterback should. He's almost enjoying being the celebrity as a starting quarterback.
I mean, he was when he first kind of became famous, he was dating an adult star.
Right.
Like, who does that unless that's they love like the celebrity?
That's what I'm saying. So when a guy like Shanahan is quick to yank you like that, that means he's not in love with you as a player.
No, I mean, in fact, like, listen, he'll look good, but is he consistent enough? Because what Shanahan doesn't want is he don't want the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
He needs a guy that can go out there, and you may not be spectacular, but he can win with a guy that
right.
is just, a little bit better than a game
just manages the
yep.
game, yeah. Yep. No, you're right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so, and then you bench your starting quarterback who just took you to the Super Bowl, that means the coach isn't high on you.
And remember this, Tom Brady's first choice was to go back to San Francisco, his hometown,
yep.
and the 49ers didn't want him.
Yeah.
If that happened this offseason, I wonder how they'd be feeling. Because I'll tell you what, man, Tom Brady down in Tampa, right? Like when we talked about where Tom Brady could have went, I was like, there's no way he's going to go to the Bucs because that's like, it's Tampa, it's the Buccaneers. Why would you go to that bad franchise?
Right. We thought he was going to go to the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like what you're seeing is that, like, just because you go down there doesn't mean that
you're going to change the whole culture.
They have 25 offensive penalties this season, Tampa does, and the Patriots have 3, right? Like, so just because you were with the Patriots doesn't mean that Bruce Arians is a good coach, and they have undisciplined players. That's an undisciplined franchise.
Yep. And that's why he's snapping on the sidelines.
And he's snapping on the sidelines, and they're making a big deal about it, to where he's done that how many times? He's always done that.
Well, I'm just saying he's frustrated.
No, exactly.
He's not used to beating yourself.
He's losing to Foles again.
Yeah. Well, that didn't help.
But if you watch that game, any type of, like, you go, you know, first down, second and three, up, you know, illegal formation, yep. second and 15, holding, yep. second and 20. It's just time after time, they had 8 offensive penalties.
Well, the one guy got the personal foul for headbutting the guy, yep. or something after the play.
Yep.
That's when Brady snapped.
215-592-9494. The Ravens and Eagles will be forever linked because of a trade that they made in 2018. On the other side, we decide who won the trade, and we'll continue to take the rest of your phone calls as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.